testimonial videos and how absolutely crucial and important they are. Okay, so today we are headed down to Mesa. All right, let's get going. I got a couple of meetings that I'm going to have, but then also today we will be filming a testimonial video from one of our clients. And I want to talk to you a little bit about testimonial videos and how absolutely crucial and important they are. When you have one of your customers or your clients speak positive reviews about you, that is basically word of mouth advertising. Reviews are so utilized today. They're so important because people generally trust other people. So if you can connect with your clients and have them be so satisfied in either your service or your product, and then be willing to tell people about it through a video testimonial, you just exponentially grew their word of mouth. If they're just simply telling their friends, you get 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. But when you do a video testimonial, it's open up to whoever your audience is in whatever medium you distribute these things. They can go on your website, they can go on social media, they can live on YouTube. They can go in so many different places. You can even do ads with testimonials. And they are so overwhelmingly effective at what they do. At 2-Second Media, that's one of the things that we recommend for so many of our clients. And our clients see really great results from them. And this is why you always leave early for meetings in Phoenix. Gotta love traffic. I've had clients in the past tell me that they have tried to do testimonial videos. They'll have somebody, you know, in their office that, you know, happens to have a camera or something like that, and so they'll have them sit down and film somebody telling about their experience. And generally I hear the same thing, is it just didn't turn out good. I just didn't like it. Part of that is in the skill set of interviewing someone. Part of it is equipment. But a lot of it is in the interviewing and being able to ask the right leading questions. And then, just as important as that, asking the right follow-up questions based on what they say. And that's something that just kind of comes with experience. So if you are trying to do these on your own, get a good DSLR camera, get a good lapel microphone that you can put on someone. Make sure you've got good natural lighting near a window, something like that. Don't necessarily have to go buy a light kit. They're useful if you're gonna be in different locations all the time. Like for us, we always go to our client's location to film testimonials, so a lighting kit's important for us, just because we never know what type of lighting we're gonna have. But if, for instance, you have a store or an office and you bring your clients in to your office, you can set up a specific place that has great lighting. The number one thing with video is always audio, so you've got to make sure you get a good lapel microphone and that you're recording the audio. Don't use the microphone on a DSLR camera, they're no good. Get a good microphone. The things that a lot of people forget to do that will just ruin a testimonial video is ask the person you're interviewing to repeat the question in their answer. For instance, if I ask, what is your favorite thing about 2-Second Media? Their response should be, my favorite thing about 2-Second Media is, because normally you're gonna cut yourself out or whoever is interviewing, you're gonna cut them out of the video. You don't really want the dialogue like that.
Thank you.